If for one night we don't get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about it. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older, I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, you're retro. 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 Brand new, you're retro.
You're listening to High Society Radio on the More Like Radio Network. It's morelikeradio.com. On our website, highsocietyradio.co. Our Twitter account, at HS Radio Show. There's a subreddit, Giant. Did you know about that?
I've heard.
Really?
Heard some whispers.
If you haven't heard, you go to reddit.com/r/highsocietyradio. And you get to talk about us on the internet. And it's saved there forever. That's what I emailed the guys at Reddit. And I'm like, does this ever go away? They said no.
Do they have chat rooms in there?
I like Reddit because they correct us on things we do in the show.
Are you serious?
Most things we do and say are wrong.
No way.
Well, like, for example, Steve Blackman, not dead.
Steve Blackman was a wrestler from the 90s, and we thought he was dead. Not dead?
Not dead. As a matter of fact, he is alive and well and a bounty hunter.
All right.
Nice.
Yes.
I can
That's
that.
What we should be doing.
Screw this podcast thing. Steve Blackman.
All right, I'm Chris. I'm Chris Pepperhick Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn.
And we three create High Society Radio.
Steve Blackman's email right here on his website, stevblackmanmma@yahoo.com.
We could have just Googled him and found this ourselves.
It's just hysterical.
I like when people send it to us, you know?
Because the name of it is Black Man Bail Bonds. That's how it reads.
It does kind of read like that.
It fucking reads like that. And the hand's also all black.
But Steve Blackman is a Caucasian gentleman.
Very much so.
His last name is just Black Man.
His name is Black Man. He's white, and he does Asian things with his arms and legs.
Why didn't the WWE, didn't they just say, it's Steve Black Man?
Yeah, I know, right?
That's true.
Well, they had that whole Nation of Domination gimmick.
He could have been part of the Nation of Domination.
Instead of Owen Hart?
Yeah. Owen fit in very well, though.
Steve Black Man. Black Man.
Black Man.
Oh, man, this is an exciting episode of High Society Radio. You know why, Johnny?
What's up?
I swear to God, I didn't know this was happening on this episode. It's something we've talked about for 10 months. We brought it up in January of 2014.
Net guns?
It's now October 2014. We got the year right?
Yep.
All right, good. Okay. Good. When Chris came in tonight, he brought in truffle whiskey.
It wasn't impossible.
For all his bitching and crying last episode, he comes through huge in big, awesome way.
I said I was going to do it. I just don't know. I still haven't tasted this. I don't know
good.
How this is going to taste.
Good. I want us all to taste it right now.
And
you really haven't tasted it, right?
I haven't tasted it. I vacuum sealed what was left of the truffles. There's actually a lot left. I used 2 grams for 8 ounces of whiskey in each of these.
Is that a lot? Is that too much?
I think cost-wise, it is a good amount, but I felt like we wanted to get the flavors in there. I used a rye whiskey. I used a fairly expensive rye whiskey with not too sharp of a flavor.
Okay. What's the name of the whiskey?
I used Bullet Rye whiskey, which is good. Oh. Which is good rye whiskey. And I
Bullet's
actually
so hot right now.
It is very popular. They just came out with the rye a few years ago. And I asked a bartender friend of mine, and she was like, "That sounds like a good idea." I made two. I made one with a fat wash because I thought it would be better.
Okay. All right. First of all, explain what a fat wash is.
All right. In a fat wash, like a lot of times you would do this if you wanted to make bacon flavored whiskey, you just use bacon fat, and then you put obviously the whiskey won't freeze, so you put it in the freezer, and then the fat will solidify, and you strain it out. So what I did was I made some clarified butter. I made some ghee. Clarified butter.
It's called ghee.
Yeah,
I thought that's what like it was yeah, like I a like kung a fu guy. Yeah,
that's
yeah,
what
thought,
Indian
yeah.
people call clarified butter. It's in an episode of The Sopranos. Come on, guys.
All right.
Oh, sorry. Jesus. I know you know a lot more about cooking and making weird liquors with flavors, so, but look, I'm not everyone listening knows, all right?
I got some good organic butter. I clarified it.
Okay, and,
That's this one.
That's a fat wash is made that one. So how's the other one made?
The other one, I just put some truffles and some whiskey and let it sit for a couple of days.
Mm. What do you think is going to, like, just off of the, like, just in your opinion, what do you think is going to be better?
I mean, the one with the fat looks a little better.
It has a nice darker finish
to it. No, it's lighter. It's the lighter one.
Is that the lighter one? Which one's the darker one?
This is the one. It's just rye whiskey and
the darker one looks like
truffles.
A drug addict's piss, to be totally honest.
Jesus, man.
Well, it's very dark. I mean, pissy.
I didn't really have like classy bottles in the laying around the house.
These are
vintage seltzer bottles.
Yeah, Chris brought them in and old. It's literally vintage seltzer bottles.
Yeah, the cheap brand name, not antique seltzer bottles.
No, they're also antiques. Yeah. Those that look very old.
They have been on my floor for a couple weeks.
Well, we're gonna were they piss jugs at one point?
No, I don't do the piss jug thing.
You're not a cabbie. I'm sorry. Yeah, excuse me. You're a trucker. This is crazy. I never thought we'd actually make it. We're all talk on this show, aren't we, boys?
Not at all. What do you mean?
We got a new website.
Hey, highsocietyradio.co.
Exactly.
That exists in the world and the internet. So if you just type those letters into a web browser, Johnny, that's something that'll let you go to websites, a web browser.
I like that.
Like Netscape.
We do have shirts.
There are t-shirts.
Yeah. We don't have a thing set up where you can directly buy them yet because we're idiots. But we'll get there too.
We're good businessmen.
We're good.
We got the fucking whiskey.
It's true.
And now we have look.
We have some Scarface shit right now. Son.
We are like Scarface because I'm coked out of my face. I've been doing rails all night long, but that's nothing new. Okay, this is just really exciting. We haven't tried it. We're gonna try it for the first time tonight. So it's 2 grams of whiskey, 2 grams of truffle, to eight ounces of whiskey.
Mm. Yeah. Now the one with the fat wash, I got a little less just because I thought I had extra cheesecloth in the house and I didn't, so I had to use paper towels.
Chris, I told you to get extra cheesecloth.
I thought I had some.
He said like I'm go can of cheesecloth. I'm like, Chris, make sure you have extra cheesecloth.
You can never have enough cheesecloth.
Johnny, what's cheesecloth used for?
It's that shit for cheese, nigga.
Oh God, stop dropping M bombs isn't helping us. So I can't wait to try this. I never thought we'd actually try it, and now we are. This is very exciting.
All right. Well,
we used summer burgundy truffles.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the ones you got. You put it on the gram, right?
From Italy.
That's the ones you put up on the gram?
Yeah. Nice. Oh, yeah, on Instagram, not the gram.
That's what, nah. So
I know one other person who calls it the gram, and that person's an idiot.
So you know two idiots that call it the gram.
I will not call Bronx Johnny an idiot.
How's that Elo account doing for you?
Yo, shit, what's up, son?
You got a lot of connections on there?
I really haven't been using it as much as I thought I would. Ain't nothing to do on there. You can't even put music on that shit.
Did you get any more invites? I still want to be on Elo.
If I get more invites, I got you. I got to start sending those out, actually.
Good, then we could talk to each other on Elo. Is there an app for it, like for your phone? Is like an
Elo
app?
Yeah, I checked. I couldn't find it, but product I was using .com. It's a .co, so I got to...
No, you just go check to the app store. Just type in LO. And
no, but mad shit comes up. That don't come up.
Yeah, it's a lot of it's like a lot of British voice boxes or something, right?
What?
So they say hello, yep. LO.
Hello. Like, hello, hello. You know,
it's a good impression.
Hello.
What the fuck?
Right? You like that?
That's very scary.
Like that?
Sound like an 80-year-old chimney sweep.
Hello. So how long did it take you to make let's say, how long did it take you to make the whiskey that's used the fat for? What you didn't use fat,
I mean,
right?
It doesn't take that long. I mean, I had to soften the, you know, I had to make the butter. I had to make the clarified butter.
Right, so you make clarified butter, then what? You put the truffles in?
Was that the hardest thing to do?
I put it on a low heat with the truffles in there so it can kind of get the flavor into it. And then you just mix it in. And well, I mean, straining it out is kind of a pain in the ass. But, yeah, so it didn't take that long to make. It's just, like I said, I didn't think I couldn't do it last week. I just still don't really know how this is going to taste, guys.
Now, you open up the bottle.
It sounds good.
And you pour it some out. It smells good.
Yeah, but the bourbon, the whiskey smells good.
No, but there's a truffliness to the smell of the whiskey. Okay. Bourbon, excuse me. Well, what was it, rye?
It's rye.
Rye.
Yeah, I guess there's a little bit in there.
Like, it smells good in here.
And this is the one without the fat wash. I really do think the one with the fat wash is going to be better. And really, like, optimally, I'd love to try doing this with a centrifuge. You know what I mean?
Just
blend it together in, like, a really good high-tech blender and then separate it.
I see what you're saying. But right now, look, we're a little low-tech right now. But, hey, we just bought some mushrooms off the internet.
Oh, yeah.
And threw it into a fat wash or whatever you just said. And we made some goddamn trouble. Look, this is a first try.
First time anybody did this shit.
Really, to a long walk to an empire of alcohol and
fucking
truffles.
Bootlegging, son. I've been watching Boardwalk Empire. I know how to
run
this.
You're
shit.
Basically a bootlegger, and we are bootleggers by association.
Yes,
just because he watches Boardwalk Empire? You know he didn't start watching it until after the third season. That was the best season.
No, I didn't even. I started watching season. I'm watching the last season. I haven't even watched the first four. Fuck it.
This is getting awkward.
Bring the whiskey.
All right, hold on.
All right, so which one did you just pour for us?
This is the one without the fat wash.
So this is just you taking some of the truffles we bought and throwing them into a bottle of whiskey, bottle of bullet rye. Mm-hmm. All right. Do you have some, Chris?
Yep, I have a cup right here.
All right, good.
Oh, that's a pleasant smell too, man. Yeah. That is a nice, pleasant smell.
It honestly is a good smell.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie.
It's not a weird odor I thought it would probably have.
You know, you're right, because
The truffles weren't super fragrant. I mean, obviously when you grate them, they get a little bit more like kitchen. Like, and obviously when I made the butter,
they're more pungent
smelled,
with the butter, right?
Yeah,
but it smelled amazing, right?
It smelled pretty good, yeah.
Now, see, with these summer truffles, we might have to go white truffle if we make another batch of this.
They're a little cheaper?
No, they're. I think white truffles are more expensive, but I think they have a stronger smell. And I know there's a lot of restaurants in New York City doing their white truffle menus, Johnny. So if you want to take us out to dinner.
Is there more than one now? Because I know Babo was doing a white truffle tasting menu, which was like $600.
Now there's the Nomad Hotel. They have a...
Oh, but that's just to add truffles to anything deal. Like they will give you your truffles at cost, and they will add truffles to anything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So and they do their truffle stuffed chicken for two, which you really just need to get for one.
Oh, that's a lot. It's like $80, dude.
Jeez. I ate that shit to the face one night.
That sounds good, though.
It was glorious.
You know what? Really? You ate it to the face? You know what? You're going to get this.
I used our Patreon money to get it.
God damn it! What the fuck do you think you're doing? I haven't seen a goddamn dime of that.
Oh, man.
Speaking of which, before we have give the taste test. We have a Patreon account. You go to patreon.com/highsocietyradio. You can donate to the show. Yeah. And you can get t-shirts.
I need truffles, motherfucker.
Yeah, we're going to get even more. Now, we got to put up we need to put a new goal up and say, this is our truffle money. And maybe you'll get a pint of homemade truffle whiskey. Depending on how this tastes.
This shit smells delicious.
Okay, so speaking of the Patreon account, how many new patrons have we gotten this week?
Three.
Well, all right.
Fuck,
I like that.
Yeah.
Give me some names, because they got the mandatory Patreon shout-out.
No Stick Zone on Twitter.
Thanks, No Stick Zone.
He came through. There was, let me see here. I just want to, Lee Brown.
Oh, Lee Brown.
Nice.
Lee Brown, one of the first people that actually has other people that they're contributing on Patreon.
Well, Lee Brown is, you're a good person.
Yeah, he's spreading the wealth.
Lee Brown's doing very well.
Sean Blair.
All right.
So we got three ballers coming in to try to help us out, huh?
Yep.
Because they're fans of the show.
Exactly.
Now, see, anyone else listening who's a fan of the show, doesn't matter what you give. We'll give you a shout-out. We'll give you mad love.
We gave Coke Logic a shout-out.
Oh, God, yeah. Coke Logic, we get another one.
He earned it.
He came through with that fat nickel.
I'll take it.
It wasn't a wooden nickel. I'll take it.
It's nickel. Split three ways. Unless, of course, Chris is at a restaurant. I'm like, I guess I'll just use the money that we all should be getting.
Scrimped and saved, you son of a bitch.
Scumbag.
Well, technically, I still haven't been paid back for the t-shirts I bought that we're not selling on the internet.
All right. That's something we can talk about off air.
Oh, all right. You guys want to shit on my culinary habits.
Jesus. Goddamn, yo. I can't stop smelling this shit.
You're loving this right now? You're just loving the smell of truffle whiskey. And this is no bullshit, everyone listening.
No, yeah.
We've made it. There's going to be pictures of the awful, crappy seltzer
bottles.
This
is the one without the butter, you saying, right?
This is the one without it, yeah.
It has like a knife whiff of it, though, like not fat.
Well, when we first started talking about this, I thought of this rye immediately. It was the first idea that came to my head.
Okay, usually, so this is your gut. This is your gut rye.
This is my gut instinct. Yeah.
This is your gut rye.
I still think maybe some like maybe something a little lighter, even a cheaper one. Maybe like I would try like a lighter rye, but then maybe get like a smoky scotch. Maybe leave the truffles in the scotch for a while.
You don't
and then
think the scotch will overpower
it? Like to ferment?
Not if you use a little, like just a little bit. Like if I take like an ounce of the smoky scotch and just leave some truffle in just that for like a few days and then dump and then blend it. I think it would be good too.
It wouldn't go bad like that though. Like you leaving it to ferment, you're going to put it in.
Well, I mean, anything, it's not going to go bad because it's just going to sit in liquor. Yeah, yeah, it's going to be, it would be fine. Like nothing can really grow in liquor.
Oh, we can. And we have.
Yes, we have.
Jesus.
It smells fucking nice, dude. My dick's getting hard.
All right, boys. All right, so we're going to try some of the truffle whiskey.
There you go.
If it's terrible, We'll certainly let Chris know. Yell.
Well, we got to try the one that I actually worked on.
Oh, yeah. And then we have to try the quote unquote good one.
Okay.
So we're going to drink the rot gut, crappy, lazy truffle whiskey.
Holy
first.
Shit. It's going through the cup, man.
Well, it's a paper cup and it's fucking 80 proof whiskey.
Yeah.
All right. Let's.
To yell, guys.
To truffle whiskey, fellas, huh?
Fuck yeah.
High Society Radio at HS Radio Show on Twitter.
Well, you can really taste the truffle.
Ooh.
Wow.
Like the afternote. That's not as bad as I thought
it would
be.
That's not bad at all.
This tastes like truffle. It's fucking whiskey.
No. It's got a nice finish, though. Like, you could kind of cook with this shit, too.
Of course you could.
Oh, my God. This is delicious.
You make, like, some bourbon chicken like they have in the malls, but with this.
Oh, this shit is good.
Right? Am I going crazy?
I figured it would have been a little bit salty, but it ain't even salty, dude.
To be totally honest, I thought this was going to taste terrible.
Yeah,
just looking
man.
At the bottle. All right,
and a bunch
I'm going to
tell
you right now,
Chris. This is a bad idea. You can suck a dick. Tastes wonderful. Oh, that's some good stuff.
There's a hint of truffliness, but it's also whiskey.
No, it's oversimplified, but that's just the best description of it. It's
truffle whiskey.
It's fucking good.
What's the Twitter account?
Oh, that's
at Truffle Whiskey.
At Truffle Whiskey.
Damn, that should hit the spot.
You can see my amazing photoshopping skills at Truffle Whiskey.
At Truffle Whiskey.
God damn, you're
so
fucking
now there's actually
some genius.
There's something to actually put on the Truffle Whiskey Twitter account.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll put up these pictures.
Mm.
Oh God,
that's some good shit.
All right, I'm gonna finish.
Finish it. You guys each have seltzers. Just I would rinse out the cups with the seltzers. So
good point. Good. I like that. You're thinking, Truffle Man. Truffle Man now, all right? TM. Truffle Man's in the house.
Yeah.
Jai, look, Truffle Man's over there.
Yeah, this shit is delicious.
Call
Congratulations,
him Truffle Man.
Truffle Man.
Hey, thank you. All right. You
gotta get your white hat. Well, black hat.
I got a black
then
hat.
Then we'll get your white one.
Right, I think Johnny's just either drunk
Fuck
or
yeah,
gay
this
now.
This shit is good, son. Ooh. It didn't have like a weird finish either. It's just like, it's good.
No, it's earthy.
You can say that. It's a wonderful fucking feeling.
Oh, so the next step is we got to find a venture capitalist to invest in this.
A VC, if you will.
Yeah.
Well, let me wash my cup out and then.
All right, we'll try the next one.
We'll try the next one. So you guys talk for just a moment.
This is really good, though. Yeah, that's the one with the ghee in it, right?
Yeah, but it all comes out.
Yeah.
And basically, that's what you do. Like, something that's really, if anybody at home wants to do, like, if you, like, let's say you have a girl who's like an alcoholic.
Yeah.
Like your girlfriend.
Who does?
Listen, I've had friends that I've just done this for because they like, you know, like girls like when you make something for them.
Yeah.
So, what you do is a really cheap way to make something for somebody is you make.
Steal it. You
well, you can
it.
Do that. But you make maple bacon, you add it to bourbon.
Yeah.
And
you just put it in the freezer in like a tray, and then the fat will just come out, and it's maple bacon bourbon.
They do that at that Hidden Bar downtown, where you got to go through like that weird foam booth thing. You know which bar I'm talking about.
PDT. PDT. I think they actually are doing a cocktail with grated truffle on the top right now.
Are you kidding me?
Come on, man.
No, but it's a sour. It's an egg white cocktail. It's not good. It's not the same as...
Wash your cup out.
I did.
Did you throw it outside?
I drank it.
No, okay, it's not a bad idea.
It's delicious.
All right, so that was taste test number one, was the truffle Chris just dropped into some whiskey and let it basically soak up the whiskey. Did the truffle itself that you dropped in to that first batch, did it like disintegrate or did it like just soak up whiskey and you have like a fat truffle whiskey sponge in your apartment?
No. It's there's actually still chunks of truffle in here. I left.
Okay.
There's like I sliced the truffles for this, and I diced them for the butter because I figured it would diffuse a little bit. Nothing crazy. Yeah, I mean, obviously, if we were doing this, optimally, what you would want to do is at the bottom of a bottle put a chunk of truffle if you can get a.
Price. It's like the worm dog.
Oh,
exactly.
Yeah.
And then there's some rich dude who's like, "Oh my god, I can't believe that venture capitalist started this crazy truffle whiskey company."
Smell that one.
Oh yeah, I didn't even smell. All right, so this is the one that. You did the fat wash when.
Yeah. Right. And in general, a fat wash, when you combine.
It smells totally different than the other one.
Yeah. When you combine a fat wash with alcohol, generally, like alcohol in general and fat are the two easiest things that will absorb flavors. Like, obviously, you can make an infused olive oil by just putting red pepper and olive oil in it.
Okay, yeah.
So when you infuse the flavor into fat, now the alcohol takes it even faster than if you just put, you know what I mean? So. It might just have more truffle flavor for less time, or it may just actually be more balanced.
Now, the ghee is what makes this lighter, right? Because it's a stronger smell. It's not a bad... It's like a more heavier smell.
It'll change the color a little bit. But like,
but
as you can
lighter.
See by
That's
looking at it, you're not seeing like spots of fat on it because I strained it properly. You know what I mean?
Yeah, this is totally clear. Totally clear looking liquid.
The last one wasn't dirty either. It was pretty fucking, you know, it was solid.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Like, considering the fact that there was fat in here... You know? All right, so let's
taste
it.
Smells buttery. I like it.
You smell buttery, Bronx Johnny.
Don't fucking play that game, son. No, you can't win.
No homo.
To your health, boys.
All right, to taste test number two, truffle whiskey.
To making money.
I hope someone finds this interesting.
This shit is delicious.
I think people are really excited for this payoff. That's a lot smoother. I like that.
Ooh.
It's not as truffly at the end, though. It's weird.
I didn't find the last one that truffly either, though. You feel it, but not like, whoa. Don't overpower you like that.
I like that.
That was incredibly smooth.
It's a solid blend. Very good blend. See, I think if you would have used a centrifuge, you probably wouldn't have tasted as much. This way is probably a little bit better.
The key is you blend it together. Like, you use, like, a really strong blender. You use a good, like,
this is good.
Vitamix or something.
This is all
like
you
that.
Have?
I mean, there's, like, seven more shots of whiskey here, buddy.
Make some fucking barrels at home, son. John Jameson, that shit.
I think the... This second one was incredibly smooth, and going down, there wasn't much of a truffle aftertaste, but you tasted the truffle as you were drinking it.
Yeah.
So it's a matter of what you really want.
I'd say this one's a little heavier. It's lighter, but it's heavy. It's weird.
But, I mean, what you could really, honestly, what you
it's
could
It's a lighter alcohol, it's a lighter spirit, but I think it's a heavier truffle taste when you're drinking it.
But that's the
it.
Thing, is the same spirit. It's just the fat wash, you know what I mean? That's kind of what it does.
No, it's good.
It kind of opens up the flavor, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
Now, like, when people mass produce this stuff, are they fat washing it? Like, how does it get done then? Like,
I just know that that's just a technique that they'll use in a lot of, like, what do they call it? Mixology kind of places, you know what I mean? So I just figured it's a great, simple way to get the flavor throughout instead of just having it at the end there.
Like, do you want to try the centrifuge version of this, though?
I'd love to give it a shot. I mean,
this, though.
Dude, it does.
This is fine.
For a long time, you're shitting all over saying.
I'm actually really surprised. Like I said, I didn't try it until I walked in here.
Very good.
So, do you think it's viable?
I do. Like I said, I don't want to use my money.
Oh,
we need to find some venture capitalists.
We gotta find some VCs.
Okay.
I think we can do this, though.
Not the kind that, you know, kill American soldiers, right?
Oh, no.
No, we're not doing that.
Not the Viet Cong, Chris.
Okay.
Oh, this is good.
Look, this isn't any bullshit for real. Like, I know I've said that a few times already, but that's actually.
That's one thing we won't do. We won't fucking send you a product that's shit.
It's truffly.
This is fucking good.
Plus, it's whiskey. It's truffle whiskey.
Like, see, what I like about it is you could be in different kind of moods for them.
Okay.
Like, this one's more of like you chilling at home. It's a nice vibe on the weekend. The other one, you can drink it like at a party and shit. It's that light.
It's like, oh my God, I'm at a rich baller VC party.
Well, what, we could really do, we could do it both ways. So you get the truffle at the end and you can do the fat wash with it, is you can make it with the fat wash. And then if we could just drop the full truffle in there. I mean, if you were going to package it.
Now, from the truffles, I gave you a bunch of truffles. It was like 4 ounces of truffles I bought. Like, how much was like one of the truffle nuggets?
There's plenty left.
But like, how much did the truffle nugget weigh? Like, how much?
Like the whole thing was about, there was like six in there, and that was 4 ounces, so like a little under an ounce. So figure it's about a grand a pound, so what does that work out to? Like $80 an ounce?
$80 an ounce, and then...
So probably something like $60 per thing. So if you just did it in only, if you only sold it in handles, which is extra exclusive.
Yeah.
You think?
I mean,
yeah,
you could.
Nobody really.
You could do, but you could do half.
I thought
you,
bars don't like that. Don't buy
true.
Handles.
That's true. You can do half. You can do half a truffle, which would still look good. It just wouldn't be whole. Or you could try to find small truffles.
Man.
The little baby truffles. Is this shit is good. You finished yours?
Of course I finished mine, bro.
Damn, this shit is good.
And these, by the time this shows up, there will be pictures on the Instagram. Well, I guess I'll put them up right before the show starts.
Yeah. We'll put them up tomorrow. This way, the people listening to this who are Patreon supporters can see the pictures.
Oh, okay. And I'll put up the show. Okay. Oh, so tell them that they had a bonus of being a Patreon subscriber.
Well, yeah. If you subscribe on Patreon, we will, no matter how much it is, it could be as little as a penny, but you'll get the shows. We usually record a few days before our time slot on More Like Radio, which is Friday at 7. We usually record Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, and it'll be up the day after we record, as opposed to you waiting till Friday at 7.
I don't see why you wouldn't just throw a nickel our way.
Yeah.
Okay. Come on.
A penny.
You know who I'm talking about. You know who I'm talking to.
We did lose that one Patreon patron.
We lost a Patreon patron?
Yes.
You know who we're talking about.
Somebody you supported.
Was it GoPack Joe? Please don't tell me it was GoPack Joe.
It was GoPack. Never that.
GoPack's the man.
Yeah.
Who donated the nickel? Or 69 cents?
No, he's still there. It's Ruder.
He's still there.
I'm sorry. I apologize for forgetting the name.
Even Dubrat, who we owe a shirt to, who hasn't even claimed their shirt.
Everyone should have their shirts by this weekend.
Well, they never got. Dubrat never got back to me with the address.
Dubrat, if you listen to the show, send Chris your address because you got a T-shirt coming.
Exactly. But so
if anyone else wants a High Society Radio T-shirt, I mean, it's not back to school anymore. But for Halloween, just be like, hey, I'm Chris from Brooklyn.
Put
what's
some
up?
Orange on your fucking
it's a
wrist
great
or
costume.
Something.
I'm Chris from Brooklyn. What's up, bro?
Maybe there's two white guys out there that have a Spanish friend. You get three.
There you go.
See, I'm High Society Radio for Halloween. Woo! Because we're constantly wearing those shirts around.
Fuck yeah.
We're wearing two of them right now. Yeah. Each.
I'm wearing one as pants because I didn't wash my laundry.
That's creepy and true. So we'll start a truffle fun goal. Because I think, summer truffles are going to be out of season now.
Yeah.
We're going to want to make another batch of this, obviously.
You think we can get a deal on it if we tell them what we're trying to do?
No, we can't tell them what we're trying to do, even though we're talking about it in a podcast constantly.
All right.
We got to get some white truffles.
Yeah,
white truffles are in season.
They're expensive.
I know
they're
expensive.
They're a lot more potent, aren't they?
The smell is a lot more potent.
That's it might taste a little different.
They get punched in the face. But with the fucking greatest smell ever. Like, white truffles are just...
That's just on point.
You know what? White truffles, you get this. Just in general. Speaking of other baller foods, foie gras, the California foie gras ban got upheld. So now...
Oh, really?
No, you cannot shove food down a duck's mouth until its liver explodes.
You know what's fucked up is that.
But it tastes good. I don't care. That's how they do it.
That's
though.
What foie gras.
Supposedly, those foie gras ducks are way better treated than 90% of the poultry we eat in America.
That makes sense because it's a high end product, so they got to treat the animal well, so it tastes good, right?
Well, I mean,
until they feed it to death.
But they don't feed it to death. They just force feed it once a day.
Oh.
But. Have you ever seen like Food Inc. the way they keep chickens?
Yeah,
like they keep them or like
they keep ducks like that too?
No, they don't. That's the point.
It's sad.
That's my point.
Like regular ducks.
I don't know.
Are they free range ducks?
We don't sell as much duck in this country, so probably not. You know what I mean? Chicken is in everything.
Chicken.
Oh, yeah, chicken's my shit.
You know what?
Son.
Chicken. You get this.
Just for perforating the American psyche like that.
What do they say? Tastes like chicken, right? Even when it's not chicken?
That's true.
That's baller if I've ever heard it.
Frog's legs taste like chicken.
There you go.
Well, it tastes like fish, but has a chicken consistency.
Oh, my God. So.
I mean, we got kids killing 900 chickens with a golf club.
I read about that. Where was that? Where did that happen?
Let me pull up the article. Yeah, I thought that was kind of ridiculous. First of all, how long would that even take?
If they got fucking, like, if they doped up on something, Fresno. They could probably do it in 40
Fresno?
Minutes.
Fresno?
I believe so, yeah. Fresno,
Jesus.
California.
What the hell's going on out there?
Foster Farms Poultry Plant, 920 chickens with a golf club. Yeah. And possibly
Jesus.
Another blunt object.
You would get tired and want to stop
I'm
doing that.
Sure.
I wouldn't want it. Dude, I kicked a chicken in the head once and it died. And
terrible.
I ate it. I ate
why
it.
Right, kicking okay. in the head?
Yeah, where were you? Were you kind of...
Sheeps at Bay.
God damn.
I was behind the movie theater in Sheeps at Bay.
Was it a
some
Puerto
guy
Rican
raises
man's
chickens,
chicken?
Blowing some dude.
Puerto Rican dude.
No, the cops broke up a party on the beach across the highway. So a bunch of us ran across the highway, and we were behind the movie theater. And there's a house back there where some guy raises chickens. So there's all these chickens. We started chasing them. I went to catch one. I couldn't catch one, so I kicked it, and it died.
You couldn't catch it. You could kick it.
Like I couldn't reach it with my arms
because
I have kind of short arms, and I just kind of tried. I was trying to kick it in the ass to make it like jump a little and flap its wings, but I kicked it in the head and it died. So we brought it to this kid's house, and he was a butcher, and we rang his bell at like 5:30 in the morning. It was like, "Hey man, could you butcher this so we don't go to hell?"
Jesus, Balboa, you fucking killing chickens and shit. God damn.
It's depressing.
Whatever, we ate it. It was like hunting.
How do you know that was the length of dude's
like
main chicken and shit?
It.
Like his bottom chicken?
Yeah, his bottom fucking chicken. Maybe
his
he
bottom
had
bird
the,
right there?
Yeah. Was it the most well-fed out of all of them?
No.
You don't even, did it even have a name?
Gil.
I called it delicious breakfast chicken. That's
damn,
what I called
son.
It.
Fucking kicked it in the head. That's some hard shit. You have
chicken
to pull
is
another
normally
one
not
down.
But I'm saying, like, I definitely was very upset after I did it once. I definitely couldn't do that 920 times.
Nah, that kid has some fucking rage issues. Right
oh, yeah,
there.
He'll be eating people.
There was like a bunch of stories this week of just like fucked up kids. Like there was that kid who murdered a 90-year-old and then that other kid who killed his mom and fucked the corpse.
I didn't hear about that one.
Yeah, both of those were this. That was all this week. So, like one kid killed a 90-year-old woman.
Yeah, she yelled at him or something, right?
Yeah, and he choked her with a cane and then beat her. He's getting tried as an adult.
Yeah, if you do that, well, he said he didn't want to kill her. He was just angry. I guess that's what happens.
I guess, but he's getting tried as an adult. I don't know what the fuck's going to happen to him.
That's a thin mustache, bro.
He has a dope mustache.
Yeah, here's
that is a thin mustache.
This is a 19-year-old kid, or 18.
What?
And, yeah, he's 18 years old. And
he was in middle school.
He lost his virginity.
He said, I guess that's what they said when he was being interviewed by the cops. He said, I guess I lost my virginity to a corpse because he... fucked his dead mom.
I think he's lying. I think he's just saying that.
Nah,
I think this kid's
man.
Just some...
I think they did a rape kit on the corpse.
What if...
How
didn't know if it was a rape and not, like... How did they know it was a rape when she was dead? He didn't just rape her when she was alive.
I guess, yeah, you wouldn't know that.
There
you think he's trying to seem more badass?
Exactly, yeah. He's just trying to, you know, throw in their faces so when he gets locked up. It's like, oh, there's the guy that rapes corpses.
That's that crazy motherfucker.
I guess we're still going to run a train on him.
Watch your ass,
because he is a tiny... Tiny 18-year-old who can't really grow a mustache.
Like, he can barely hold a fucking dick if they put it in his hand, son.
He's gonna
grow
a
tiny
bunch
hands.
Of cum shots in the face.
Hell yeah, son.
Yeah. You know what? This is a good show tonight. You know what? We got a bunch of Patreon account winners. I'm gonna call them winners.
I'm living off this truffle whiskey right now.
And we've successfully made some weird liquor idea.
God damn, it's good.
It's true.
It's fucking good.
I mean, Afro Man came out with this same song, a brand new song from Afro Man.
Why would you
same song or an awesome dope remix? Why don't you play it for everybody? Because that
how the fuck is that a remix? What did you just say? The year that was it? That's the remix?
No, you gotta listen to this, dog. Look, Afro Man.
Wow, he has not aged well.
Well, he kind of got fat off that Afro Man money.
Yeah, it looks like it. Because
he was always fat.
Not that fucking big.
Here we go. Yes, church dancing in the background with weed outfits.
On the couch on the road.
Problems with glaucoma, but then I got high.
Right.
Oh, God.
Smell the cannabis aroma, and I got high.
That's what's up. see? If in the, this is how the, this is how it's the remix. In the original, he was like, "Oh, this bad stuff happened because I got high." Right. Now his glaucoma is better.
So it's more positive, is what you're saying.
Okay.
Still make $100 to appear at colleges. Then I, because I got high.
That's a nice cushy gig,
dude. That song was huge for like a summer or whatever.
Dude, I guarantee you.
I take that.
I guarantee you, he still makes like a grand a night to just show up places and do that song.
Yes, it's grand. Amazing.
Couple $100
Hold on, what else is going good because he got high? All right, yeah, that makes sense.
I started smoking weed again before I go to bed. It's great.
It's good.
Oh, wow, you stopped smoking weed for a while. Yeah,
I can't be taking Xanax every night anymore. That shit fucking works.
See? Just talking about Xanax.
Oh shit! Stop dick riding, Chris.
I hadn't even heard this song yet,
Chris. This is your song.
Yeah,
you gotta
son.
Get you gotta get the lyrics tattooed somewhere, like along your back, like something real crazy,
like some essay.
It is helping me with my sleep. I look much more rested, don't I?
Yeah, man. They built
a school of two because I got high. Oh, Afro Man. You speak directly to Chris from Brooklyn.
Hell yeah, son. It's like you have soulmates and shit.
I guess they're gay for each other.
Probably.
I'd be pretty, I'd be flattered if Afro Man was gay for me.
Love Afro Man. Remember that song was in, it was a video, it was with Jay and Silent Bob for the Jay and Silent Bob movie?
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
This was up. You like Jay and Silent Bob, Johnny?
They're all right.
Yeah, they're pretty good, aren't they?
They're all right.
You know, I wanted to, I'm a Kevin Smith fan, and I kind of wanted to shit on him for making that movie Tusk, which is almost the same plot as Human Centipede.
I haven't seen it.
But then I found out he's doing a trilogy in that same universe of ridiculous horror movies, and I got kind of hyped, and I'm like, I'm probably going to watch all three of those.
That was with Justin Long, right?
Yeah. Yeah, one of them is like, you saw it? No, I didn't see it, but I'm gonna check it out. It's not on video on demand yet. I'm going to watch it once it is.
Is Bill Murray going to be in any of them?
I hope not.
No, please. Let's not even go there.
He fucking hates Bill Murray.
I don't hate Bill Murray's movies.
But you hate the man.
I don't hate the man. I hate hipsters' love of him.
You just think that it's gotten too much, the Bill Murray love.
It's like the ice bucket challenge. You know what I mean?
The Bill Murray thing.
It's cute at first, and then it's just shut the fuck up.
Do you think it's
already.
Just mainstream and it's just hack?
Hack is the best thing I could say about it. I'm just like, I'm really just sick of hearing about Bill Murray showing up at some fat lady's bachelorette party and wearing a penis hat.
But you don't dislike Bill Murray. You still love Bill Murray.
Not his movies, yeah. His movies are great.
Yeah.
But I'm just, he's like the hipster prophet, and it's driving me nuts.
I don't want to see him like that at all. He's a cool dude.
You don't have to read every Bill Murray story. The guy does whatever he wants.
Listen, you read plenty of shit that pisses you off.
I'm always in a good mood.
You like the Bill Murray stuff.
I'm always in a good mood.
But you also hate on lots of things that bring other people joy.
Yeah, that train call movie was pretty fucking, that was an epic one.
Snowpiercer?
Yeah. Oof.
I love that movie. What are you talking about? Are we going to pour some more truffle whiskey or
real
pussies?
Yeah, might as well. So, yo, just drink out the bottle, B.
How much?
I mean, I've been drinking it over here. I got the bottles over here.
Yeah, fuck.
How much money is in that? How much would you say that costs, what we made right there? 2 grams of truffles, what? $40?
No, it wasn't even that much. Because think about it. You got, what, 4 ounces for 100?
Oh, it's on the bottom of the bottle.
So an ounce is, 4 ounces, 112 grams.
Oh, yeah. All right. So it's not that bad.
Yeah, it's not too bad. And the whiskey was expensive, but we're obviously not buying wholesale barrels of whiskey.
Yeah, I mean, look, we're going to get costs down here when we start wholesaling, we start buying.
As much as shit we make it of this, we got to start watching NASCAR and just be bootleggers, bro. That's the life.
We can just make a liquor company and try to really market to rich people.
We could just try to have a fake liquor company and, seem like ballers. We throw parties with models and stuff like liquor companies be doing.
No, let's do it for real and really try to make some money off of it.
Real money's kind of whack, so let's play it out, right, Chris?
Should we just
hipsterish it? You fucking
real money is just pussy as Bill Murray.
I would say so.
God
should
damn.
We just call? All right, look. Here's Jesus, a crazy question. Here's a crazy thing. Should we just call this vintage, like truffle whiskey vintage? I mean, I'm just saying, it's everything's going to come together. Like
that would be as hack as Bill Murray showing up
just
at a bachelor
OG,
party.
OG truffle whiskey.
Oh, look, there's a lot of young people with money now, and everyone likes nostalgia and vintage stuff. So why don't we just call it truffle whiskey vintage? Am I talking crazy right now?
I mean, the bottle should have like a really articulated drawing, but like an old-timey one of like a truffle sniffing pig.
You know, I was thinking the same thing. I was thinking, what if we get a pig-shaped bottle? Or is that too much?
That's probably going to be very expensive.
Yeah, because I'm thinking like, you know, Dan Aykroyd's skull vodka.
There's one problem. Actually, what we should do, what we should try to do is, this is just an out there thing. There is a rye company that has pigs as their logo. And apparently when the owner goes to parties, he brings two pigs on leashes.
Oh, my God.
That's badass.
And it's called Whistle Pig. And it's delicious. And it's already a very high-end brand. So, like, if you just added a couple of truffles to that, it wouldn't raise the cost much.
You're fucking thinking in a different level than everyone
that's
else right now.
Insane shit
I mean, that's how I feel all the time when we're doing this show.
Yeah, this show is ridiculous, though.
Did you take some Alpha Brain today?
I took some NuPept, actually.
That sounds like some fucking Looney Tunes shit.
Chris likes to take weird fake placebo
drugs.
Sounds
like fucking tonics.
They're not. They're real. They work. It's great.
Chris likes snake oil.
You on that Ken Griffey shit, son. Your head is mad swole, bitch.
Yeah, hell yeah. Brain tonic. Whatever, man. As soon as I get my fucking brain electrodes when they come out, I'm going to cop that shit.
Oh, you cut a couple of extra interviews, didn't you?
Yeah, about brain electrodes, about transcranial direct current stimulation.
I have no idea what that is. Who did you interview?
I interviewed Dave Myers from TDCSBrainstorm.com. And I interviewed Maren Bixen from, he works at City College in CUNY, and he works on neurological disorders.
And what exactly is this that you're talking to them about?
It's called transcranial direct current stimulation. And basically, they put electrodes to your brain, and they flood your brain with electricity, and it makes new neural pathways. And it can help with, they're helping patients with fibromyalgia and epilepsy.
It rebuilds it or it creates new ones?
It creates new ones.
Oh, wow.
And,
awesome.
And how could that help someone?
First of all, it alleviates pain in the right place. It makes drugs.
Wait, fibromyalgia is like that's where you're in pain all the time,
exactly,
and they don't know why, really.
Exactly, but for different things, it can help. Like if you do it for 10 minutes a day, it can help with your reduce your amount of epileptic seizures.
No shit.
They're saying that it since it opens up neural pathways in the brain, it can make drugs more effective for people with depression. I talked to these guys for at length, you know, about the topics. It's pretty more in length. Like, there's a lot of stuff on the internet about it, but there's not...
The internet, you say? What's that about?
That's what I'm saying. There's not a lot of... Like, I actually learned a lot from these guys. There's just not a lot of information on there. Like, you know, it's mostly people who are zapping their own brains and being like, I felt tingly. You know, so I actually talked to these guys about where the field is going and when it's going to help medical
people. So when are you going to upload the interviews? Over the weekend or something?
Yeah, probably this weekend.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
And how'd you interview them?
Over the phone.
All right. So it was like your last interview.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So I guess follow our Twitter account at HS Radio Show to find out when those interviews about brain scientists go up.
She got a nice little kick, son.
Or if they just subscribe on iTunes, they automatically get that shit.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Subscribe on iTunes. To get through our iTunes, go to highsocietyradio.co. All the information's there.
Exactly.
Get to go to our Patreon, get our iTunes, get our Stitcher.
All our
t-shirts.
Shit. We got all sorts of shit.
I feel mad alive.
Go to Reddit, read about Steve Blackman.
All right. Bronx Johnny's just pounding the truffle whiskey.
Want some?
I got some over here. I'm drinking
the
Fat Wash one.
This shit is good, though. I like this dog shit. This shit is all right.
I bet you do. I bet you like that dog shit. Creep.
I see what you fucking did there.
It's a gay joke, yeah.
Yeah, dog.
All right. That's comfortable. Johnny,
she's going good, son. Not as good as fucking whiskey.
Wait, did you watch an old movie that you're going to review, like a two-year-old movie?
Well, fuck yeah. Oh, I've seen a couple
How's
of
How's your
fantasy
team going?
They're good, man. 500.
All right, yeah.
High Society Radio. It's fucking 500, dog. We don't got to be anybody. We just this, son.
You seem like you're drunk.
It's mad good. It's really good,
yeah,
son.
It is really good. Yeah, it's a home run.
It's the fucking finish, man.
No, we have to fine-tune it.
Yeah.
But for a first go, it tastes like truffle and it's whiskey.
Not overly truffly. The one with the butter, with the ghee, is a little bit more that out. This one's all right. You did an excellent job. Some people will call you Tony Romo on this. I didn't say that.
Tony Roma?
Tony
ribs
Romo.
Guy?
No, Romo.
Oh. I thought you were talking about the ribs guy.
Nah, fuck that guy.
No, Johnny was talking about the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
He ain't got shit on you with this, big man.
Now,
God damn.
They opened a Tony Roma's right near the Barclays Center.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, exactly.
It's weird because I had apparently it just opened. I had no idea they were doing this, but somehow it was full of 60-year-old black people.
Well, everybody always hears about. I've never like appealed to it. Like best big chain rib spot.
I wouldn't think that many 60-year-old black people use the internet, but apparently they all did.
Jesus Christ.
Everyone uses the internet, Chris. You racist.
All my 60-year-old relatives don't really be using the internet except for Facebook.
They're white.
Or porn.
They're white, dude.
God damn.
Black old people use the internet.
Do they?
Oh, they love it.
I know black people love Twitter.
Bronx Giant's train wreck right now.
It's a good time, son. What do you want from me?
Bronx Giant, how much you love the Bears?
All my heart, son. All
right.
Oh.
You okay?
That's some good shit.
Yeah, I agree.
It's not.
Like, so we said we'd do something. We waited 10 months.
Finished it.
And it was a success.
We just all over this shit. Just like, bam, you didn't believe it? Bam, in your eye.
We're going to have to make another batch. And, oh, you know what? We're going to add to our Patreon account. I'm going to show this a little more. At the $500 pizza party. Dollar pizza party.
We'll have tastes.
We'll have a liter of truffle whiskey for anyone who shows
up.
Wow,
that's a big fucking number there. A liter?
Yeah, a liter. All right, fifth. We'll have a fifth of truffle whiskey.
They get a scooch. How about a scooch?
You got to pull off the bottle. Whatever.
Man, that's a lot.
We'll bring some of those.
It depends on who's taking the pull.
That's right, motherfucker.
Yeah.
That's some good shit. That really is some good shit. I'm not even hyping it up. It really is fucking good.
Yeah, it's surprisingly good. I thought it was going to be terrible. Part of me thought, like, Chris is right.
I didn't know where it was going to go.
Chris is right. It's going to be awful. But you know what?
Good.
No, it ends up, Chris was wrong. Yeah. He was a hater on his own.
On his own
he
genius.
He was self-hating.
You're like Dr. Doom and
well,
shit,
a big part of it is every single person I, like, brought it up to that works in a bar was just like, that's not a good idea.
Yeah, same shit.
Really?
Yeah.
They were getting inside your head?
A couple people told
me
the
same
thing.
Well,
you know
it.
What? They look like assholes.
Yes, they do.
And guess what? We look like geniuses. Because you know what?
Fuck
we're just
going to
be fucking making it rain fucking truffle whiskey money.
Yeah. We should call the whiskey that fat booty bitches.
No, we're not going to do that. It's either vintage or fat booty bitches. That's
hell
second.
Yeah, son. Fat booty bitches. Oh, man.
You guys hear about this Dutch biker gang that's fighting ISIS?
What?
Yeah, I've heard about that. I read that in the paper earlier this week.
That's not a movie with like fucking Gerard Butler.
Dutch bikers preacher? Rolled into ISIS. Rolled into what? Syria or Iraq?
I believe it's Syria.
They're not fucking around.
They rolled into Syria to just light up ISIS dudes because they're pissed about ISIS.
They're there with the Croatian army or something. They apparently
the Kurds. I thought they were the Kurds.
Oh yeah, they are. Okay,
yeah.
I just pulled up the article and apparently like the Dutch used to it used to be illegal for their citizens to join other armed forces, and it's like as long as they're not attacking the Netherlands, which I mean no one will ever.
I don't think
they're not committing a crime, so they can do this. As opposed to our guys, have you seen the video of the Cholos in Syria that came out a few months ago?
I haven't seen it.
They
got essays out there now.
It's two Armenian guys who are from LA, so they act Mexican. And they're on, they're like on the ISIS side, I think.
What?
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird, man.
Wait, they got American fashion.
Wait, aren't we? Isn't this show on ISIS's side?
No, I don't think so. Don't you ever say
you
that?
You mean just the Egyptian restaurant that you invested in?
Oh, yeah. It's not doing very well. Hopefully, I know. Let's call this truffle whiskey ISIS.
Nah, we're not doing that at all.
No, ISIL. I think that's better. Let's just call it the Islamic State and see who kills us first.
No, let's just call it Osama bin ISIS.
Nah, that's terrible names. They won't float.
Oh, boy. This has been an exciting episode, boys.
It's been delicious. That's what it's been.
Johnny got liquored up.
Fucking lit.
Look, this song has never been more appropriate.
Fuck yeah, man. Some Jim Leahy shit right here, son. God damn.
Well, show me the way to the
truffle.
Oh, don't ask why.
It's to go get drink some truffle whiskey.
Fuck yeah, man.
Johnny's addicted.
It's really good. It really is really fucking
truffle.
Good. Oh, 2 for 2, son. Not even 3 for 3 because that other bottle was pretty good. Two whiskeys, the food at the restaurant, pretty good shit. Yeah.
So this is it. This is High Society Radio. HighSocietyRadio.co. At HS Radio Show. We're on part of the More Like Radio Network.
We're going to have to start using the HSR Inc.
MoreLikeRadio.com.
Dude, this shit is good.
I think we're going to show up on a couple of internet radio stations as well. We'll keep you informed there on the Twitter, at HS Radio Show.
Well, you got one lined up immediately, right?
Yeah, one lined up immediately. We'll tweet about it.
Yeah.
I think it should happen this week. At the very latest next week. Absolutely. Very latest next week it's going to happen. But I'm hoping for this week. It's been wild, boys.
Fuck yeah,
it has.
Do you feel bad for shitting on yourself this entire time?
No. It's that you guys were getting your hopes way up.
Well, you know what?
I know what your childhoods were like.
Eh?
And I didn't really want you guys to get upset.
I'm telling you right now, I could never be mad at you, you sweet motherfucker. You. God damn.
Johnny, it didn't take much for you to get white.
No, that shit's good. It's potent. God damn.
Yeah, okay. Maintain.
I'm good. I gotta go home. I'm gonna be all right.
I think you're gonna pass out in the subway.
I'm fucking world star motherfucker on the train. Look at me. All right,
that's not good. See, world starring a motherfucker, as you say, is gonna be bad for everybody.
Wu Tang forever.
I agree. Wu Tang is forever. Feel uncomfortable.
I'm really good.
He shouldn't be drinking anymore.
Yeah, he's been very weird. He's gonna join that weird weed fight club in San Francisco.
No, I'm not doing that bullshit.
Where they do that dancing fighting thing. Yeah. What's that called?
Capoeira shit.
Isn't that
Kaepernick?
Isn't that what the name of the biggest rodent is? Or is that that's a capybara?
Capybara.
Okay,
I think I was in the Bronx Zoo. I seen one of them shit.
Oh, I just know that from
fucking
the Tick.
Gnarly, dude.
That show was great. The cartoon, not the live action.
No, yeah, I've been rewatching the, because of my new sleep medication, I've been rewatching old episodes of The Tick.
Does it hold up?
Yeah, it's still pretty good if you're high out of your face.
Okay. All right, listen, this has been High Society Radio, at HS Radio Show. For any and all news about the show, I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bronx Shine.
Chris from Brooklyn.